Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well this week as we continue in our Luke series. We're reflecting on the parable of the Good Samaritan. And today we reflect on what it means to love God with all our heart, soul, mind and strength. Let's read from Luke 10, 25 to 28. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this and you will live." Today's lesson: love for God involves every part of us and leads to seeking his glory in all things. This week we've been reflecting on various aspects of this great parable. Yesterday we started to apply it to how we are to love others. Today we finish with how we are to love God. A Christian, having been forgiven of their failure to love God. As we've read this parable, we've seen, yes, it firstly reveals that we've failed. We failed to love God. We failed to love people. We've passed by on the other side, but Jesus has saved us. He's died for us. He's redeemed us. He's been like the Good Samaritan and healed us. But yes, having been forgiven, we are to go on to seek to love God. We'd seek to apply this. We're to seek to love our neighbor as ourselves. We are to seek to love God. The Spirit living in us wants us to become worshippers. We are taught that we are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. Jesus is not teaching us that humans are made up of four component parts. Rather, he's teaching us that we are to love God with all of our being. However, these words do give us clues as to what this means. So let's just touch on a few ideas here. Heart and soul. We're to love God from the inside out. It's not to be a veneer. It's not to be an outward show. Our inner being, often referred to as heart, soul, or spirit, is to drive our outward behavior. Love for God is to so fill us that love for God is seen in our lives. It needs to start from the inside and work out. Mind. We're to love God with our thinking. We're to put into our minds, and what we think about are to inflame love for God. We're to protect our thinking and direct our thinking, direct and protect what we study. We're principally to read, study, and meditate on God's words so as to fill the mind with knowledge of God and love for God. The Word of God is powerful. And as we read, for example, the Psalms, we're filled with knowledge of God and love for God by the Spirit. So heart and soul we've talked about, and we've talked about the mind. Finally, strength. We're to love God with how we use our physical strength, our bodies. The body is God's gift through which we worship God and serve him through our work and lifestyle. Our lives follow this flow from inside out. The character of our inner selves, our heart, soul, and mind, and spirit will be seen in our lives, in the way we use our strength, in the way we use our bodies, in the way we use our voice. Like these religious leaders of Jesus' day, we can try to act out a facade of worship, but our true selves, as with the priest and the Levite in this parable, who passed by on the other side, our true self will be seen. Therefore, we must have a transformed heart. We need the Spirit and the truth that the Spirit has given to sanctify us. Dallas Willard has written about this, to quote, "We live from the heart. The part of us that drives and organizes our life is not physical. This remains true even if we deny it. You have a spirit within you, and it has been formed. It has taken on a specific character. I have a spirit and it has been formed. This is true of everyone. The human spirit is an inescapable fundamental aspect of every human being. And it takes on whichever character it has from the experiences and the choices that we have lived through or made in our past. This is what it means to be formed. Our life and how we find the world now and in the future almost totally is a simple result of what we have become in the depths of our being, in our spirit, will, or heart. From there, we see our world and interpret reality. From there, we make our choices, break forth into action, try to change the world. We live from our depths, which most do not understand. So in response, love for God involves every part of us and leads to seeking His glory in all things. A healthy Christian life involves every part of our human nature, our thinking, our feeling, and actions are to be used in love for God. To apply this to this specific parable, to love God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength will be seen in how we love others. Our love for God will be seen in how we work, sing, pray, write, create, give, parent. But it would also be seen in how we show charity. May God continue to deepen and broaden our worship for His glory. May love for God be our compass in all aspects of life. As we read in 1 Corinthians 10:31, so whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. God bless you.